Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
For folks who don't know, explain exactly, and I know this because my kids have taken me down there many times, but tell us about the Henry Ford Museum and what you do for them.
Well, the Henry Ford includes Henry Ford Museum in Greenfield Village. We also have a factory tour here. We're located in Dearborn, Michigan. And it's a great place not only to bring your kids, but we've got a lot of events going on this summer as well.
How many people come through your doors each year?
Every year, about 1.5 million.
Now, you've got a big deal going on, so big that a lot of us here from the area have been talking about this. The Emancipation Proclamation is coming to the museum, and what's interesting, you've had an ongoing showcase of this, but you're going to have the original document there. Talk about that.
That's correct. We currently are running an exhibit called Discovering the Civil War, which was put together by the National Archives. In the exhibit is a replica of the original Emancipation Proclamation, and starting June 20th, in the evening of June 20th, and running straight for 36 straight hours, we'll have the original on display, which is a great opportunity and fairly unique, at least within my lifetime. It's been since 1948 since this document has traveled to the state of Michigan.
And it sits in Washington, D.C., the home of the National Archives. Tell us about the process to be able to get such an important and famous document to Dearborn.
Well, like, as you said, it is at the National Archives in Washington, but even there it's only viewable for a set amount of hours every year due to light exposure to keep the document safe. And as part of our partnership with the National Archives and bringing on the exhibit Discovering the Civil War, which goes through September 5th, we were able to secure this document to really just make it a big event for the state of Michigan and the Detroit area.
I thought an interesting quote that I saw in a story: the document is important not because of what it did, but because of what it represents, said Will Sandoval, who's the curator of the National Archives. He said it didn't end slavery, but it was the death knell of slavery in the United States. Talk about this document.
Correct. It did not end slavery, but it meant a lot. You know, when Abraham Lincoln signed it and it went into effect in January of 1863, it gave the North and the Union a moral high ground to carry out into the rest of the war. The 13th Amendment, of course, is what ended slavery officially. The Emancipation Proclamation as a document was limited because it freed slaves in rebellious states, and just in those areas. But what it did was it unified many of the Union troops, and it immediately freed the slaves in Union-held territories, which were tens of thousands of people, and it also led to the over 200,000 freed slaves that eventually would serve in the Union Army. That made that okay and legal because they were essentially freed in those spaces. But ending slavery in America happened at the end of the Civil War with the 13th Amendment.
I saw an interesting photo, a detailed painting by F.B. Carpenter, that depict the first reading of the Emancipation Proclamation before President Abraham Lincoln and his cabinet. The proclamation was issued on September 22nd, 1862. If you will, tell us what the document looks like and what you have to do to make sure it doesn't wither away, because it is paper.
Well, it is paper, so you know what we're doing is we're going to hand out as folks come in a complete reprint, because a lot of the document is slightly faded, and part of some of the key phrases are still very legible, including the signature of Abraham Lincoln. We'll be handing out the entire transcript, so if there's any line or any time that you'll have in the museum in general, you'll be able to read through it. We'll also have dramatic readings at specific times read by dignitaries. We'll be reading through the entire document. We'll have entertainment, including many church choirs, vocal groups, to add to the inspirational moment. And we'll even have Supreme Court Judge Damon Keith will be on hand for the opening.
And I've only got about 10 seconds left. Do you worry about folks getting to a terrorist and whatnot?
Well, again, we'll have you know, we've worked with the National Archives as far as maintaining, you know, high levels of security. So we'll be ready. And again, just a reminder that the museum will be free during the entire time that this document is on display.
All right, that's at the Henry Ford Museum. Thanks so much, Tom.
All right, thank you.